I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Could COVID-19 change Black Friday forever? I'll just say it's solving the Black Friday problem. You know, this Black Friday problem. Oh, it brings out the worst in humanity. So Walmart has this new strategy. I was reading about it this morning in the Deseret News, and I kind of got excited about it because I was that reporter for the morning show on KSL Television who drew the short straw. Every Friday after Thanksgiving, and I got assigned to truly what was one of the stories that I just hated covering Black Friday because I always felt like I was taking my life in my own hands. So Herb's going to walk us through how Black Friday is going to look at Walmart.
They actually believe that there's not going to be a stampede. They are crazy. Of course there's going to be a stampede. There's always a stampede. COVID or no COVID. But this is the hope. No mad rush through the doors to score the deal. All right. If you can promise me, like Pinky promised me that's the case. Okay, I'm in. We've got so much to learn about this. Herb Scribner is going to join us in just a few minutes.
One of the big changes, Walmart will spread out the deals from a single day, which has become known as Black Friday, to three separate events. So you're three times as likely to get injured, potentially. Senior Vice President of Walmart U.S. Operations, Glenda Willis, explains what's going on with this.
First and foremost, protecting the health and safety of our customers and associates is our number one focus and is driving the changes that you will see when shopping our events this year. We will continue to have our safety measures in place, including mask requirements for our associates and customers, enhanced cleaning, including sanitizing our carts after customer use, plastic barriers at our checkout registers, and social distancing decals on our floors.
Spreading it out from one day to 3 days. That just brings the crazies out for three straight days. You're not going to spread the crazies out. You're just going to give them 3 days to be crazy.
What I'm curious about is, I don't know how you enforce social distancing because I've been in the middle of the mob. And it is a, first of all, I feel sorry for the person assigned to opening the door from the other side. That person.
We call them the Matador.
Combat pay. Now, things have probably changed. They probably open automatically with the push of a button from 7 miles away. But I just don't understand how they're going to control the crowd because it does become a stampede, even if it's for a $15 Hot Wheels track builder system, Herb. I mean. How do you think this is going to look if they spread the deals out over 3 days?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on. It's great to talk to you guys. It's going to look interesting. I think especially because part of it is also an online strategy where they're going to allow these deals to run online and then you can go to the store and pick them up. And according to Walmart, there'll even be parking lots where they allow you to pick up those items opposed to picking up other items. So it's a lot of changes all at once, I think, this year. So I think it'll probably still be pretty chaotic. Like you guys said, I mean, like, you know, there's going to be certain days where they're going to have to go, people are going to go in to get certain items. And so there probably is going to be a mad rush. But I think Walmart's accounting for more people ordering online. But who knows if that ends up happening. And yeah, it's going to be interesting one way or the other for sure.
According to the New York Post, between 2006 and 2018, there were 44 Black Friday incidents in America with 11 dead and 109 injured. I mean, it's incredible. This is not just a, ha-ha, look at the people crashing into each other. Mm-hmm. People are literally dying over the years. Herb, do you think that this online move will decrease the crowds, or is this kind of just an experience that people like, the energy of being together and standing outside the store.
Yeah, I think for sure there's definitely that like level of energy, that buzz that you get from just going out into the stores and being a part of the madness. This year will be a little different. I don't know if people are going to be like gung-ho to go to the stores, but then you run this risk of like, okay, well, we're going to have, you know, online pickup, but then if everybody does the online pickup, then it's going to be crowded there too. So I think there will be kind of a mix of that. But yeah, it's going to be interesting because I think with holidays, like people, I mean, this is obviously the first time we're going to have to really experience major shopping holidays during the pandemic. And so it'll be interesting to see how like they kind of interact and how people kind of embrace them. You know, there's a lot of talk about, will people do family gatherings? Will they, you know, meet up with family and travel? But with stores, it's a whole nother aspect with shopping and picking up items that, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how we do and how people respond to that, and how the workers get treated and how that factors in. So yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Herb Scribner is a reporter with the Deseret News. He wrote an article this morning about how Walmart is changing its Black Friday strategy to deal with a pandemic. And Herb, I guess where I'm just a little bit like, I'm not 100% sure this is going to work to improve safety. The way they have it structured and what I'm reading in your article is, for example, November 4th through November 7th, you can go buy Apple AirPods for $99. And then there's a whole list of items for sale or that are on sale those days. And then November 11th through 14th, Dave can go get in line for vinyl albums for his collection that he's been building over the last few months. So for 3 days, we know where Dave may be standing. And then there's, you know, but they're separating out the deals based on a 3-day window. It seems to me they're just, I don't know. I wonder if they're just extending the pain.
Yeah, I think you're kind of giving people multiple days to go in, which in theory sounds good because you're spreading out the amount of people who can go at once. But, you know, I mean, there's a like you said, I mean, there is an aspect of spreading out the pain because if, you know, if I'm trying to buy those AirPods, you know, for $99 and then I'm trying to buy the vinyls as well, I'm just going to go twice. And so, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who would do both and people who want to grab, you know, because like I think, you know, we've all done this Black Friday thing where you go in, you grab your cart and you just grab as much as you can. And so it'll be interesting to see if people just keep going back and forth. And I think it's also tough. One other aspect that's kind of confusing is like keeping track of which day to go in might be kind of, you know, like if you're unsure what day to get your thing, like how do you keep track of that?
Right.
You know, Walmart seems to, I mean, I'm sure they're going to release weekly ads and stuff like that, but it can get kind of confusing. I mean, even looking at, you know, the list in my article, I mean, some of the things there, you know, how are you going to know if it's on sale? And that can also be a confusing element for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if I want the Instant Pot, I got to go on November 4th. And then if I want the, you know, Pioneer Woman slow cooker, I don't know what that is, for $9.96, I got to go back on November 11th. Herb Scribner of the Deseret News, thanks for jumping on the line with us. Dave, you like the plan or not?
I love the plan.
What?
The more you described it, the more I love it.
Are you kidding?
As you spread it out, because whenever you crash through Black Friday, you would go in because, say, you wanted a television, but then all the televisions got snatched up and you just didn't care. You ended up just getting whatever the deal was, whether you wanted it or not. This narrows down the focus. I'm going in for the AirPods. I'm getting the AirPods.
Straight ahead. How are students handling COVID-19? Now we're several months into the school year. KSL Television talks directly to the students. I think you'll be shocked to hear the feelings that they openly shared. We're going to delve into that straight ahead. It's 10:29. We're back after Tim Hughes gets you the news, traffic, and weather updates.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. the struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.